Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Knot Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Thomas A. Harris's I'm Okay, You're Okay remains an influential book in the realm of self-help and psychology since its publication in 1969. It stands as a cornerstone text in understanding transactional analysis, offering a framework for comprehending human interactions and personal growth. This book, rooted in the theories developed by Eric Byrne, demystifies the complexities of human behavior through the simple yet profound concept that every individual can achieve personal happiness and fulfillment by recognizing their value. Harris's work delves into the realms of childhood experiences, life scripts, and the potential for change in adulthood, empowering readers to transform their life narrative. Its enduring popularity underscores its timeless relevance in offering actionable insights for self-improvement and healthier interpersonal relationships. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, transactional analysis, TA, is the backbone of Thomas A. Harris's I'm Okay, You're Okay. It's a psychoanalytic theory and method of therapy wherein social transactions are analyzed to determine the ego state of the communicator as a basis for understanding behavior. In simpler terms, it helps in deciphering the emotional truths behind what people say and do. Harris breaks down TA into three observable ego states: parent, adult, and child, each representing a system of feelings, attitudes, and behavior patterns used in transactions. Understanding these states is essential not only for personal introspection, but also for improving communication and relationships. By recognizing which ego state we are operating from and which state we are responding to in others, we can start to engage in more constructive and fulfilling interactions. This foundational concept paves the way for growth, change, and healing as individuals learn to consciously alter their transactions to achieve better outcomes. Secondly, life scripts. Harris introduces the concept of life scripts, which posits that early childhood experiences under the influence of parents and other key figures significantly shape our adult life patterns and behaviors. These scripts are unconscious paths we follow, often without realizing, based on past decisions and premises about life carved out during our formative years. These scripts can be positive or negative, leading either to constructive or self-destructive behavior. The book emphasizes the potential for individuals to rewrite their life scripts by bringing these unconscious patterns into awareness through therapy and self-reflection. This process involves examining the origins of our life scripts, understanding how they manifest in our current behavior, and making conscious choices to change these patterns. Rewriting our life scripts is about moving from a disempowered position of unexamined life rules to a position of autonomy and authenticity, enabling more satisfying and successful interactions and relationships. Thirdly, the strokes economy. A fascinating concept Harris explores is the strokes economy, which refers to the exchange of emotional responses, strokes, between individuals, such as recognition, validation, or attention. This concept acknowledges our deep-seated need for positive interactions and how these needs shape our behavior and communication patterns. In transactional analysis, strokes are fundamental to understanding transactional needs and dynamics. The book discusses how individuals develop strategies for receiving strokes that can often be counterproductive or maladaptive, particularly if they rely on negative strokes. Harris suggests strategies for seeking and giving positive strokes, thereby fostering healthier relationships and enhancing one's self-esteem. By understanding and optimizing the strokes economy in our interactions, we learn the importance of positive reinforcement and are encouraged to practice kindness, appreciation, and constructive communication. Fourthly, positions of existence. Harris delves into the four life positions that form the basis of our interactions and determine our psychological well-being. I'm not okay, you're okay. I'm not okay, you're not okay. I'm okay, you're not okay, and I'm okay, you're okay. These positions are reflections of our self-esteem and our perceptions of others. The book argues that the healthiest position is I'm okay, you're okay, where an individual acknowledges their worth and recognizes the value in others. This position fosters mutual respect, open communication, and constructive relationships. Harris provides insights into transitioning from negative to positive life positions, emphasizing self-awareness, acceptance, and change, This concept offers a roadmap to personal growth and improved interpersonal relationships, urging readers to reevaluate their stance towards themselves and others to foster a healthier, more positive outlook on life. Lastly, autonomy and freedom. One of the ultimate goals presented in I'm Okay, You're Okay is achieving personal autonomy and freedom. This entails freeing oneself from the constraints of past scripts and moving towards an authentic life where one can express their true self without fear or guilt. Autonomy is portrayed not as isolation, but as the ability to be interdependent with others in healthy ways. It involves making decisions based on the present reality rather than being driven by outdated childhood strategies or seeking approval. Harris underscores the importance of taking responsibility for our lives, choices, and happiness. Achieving autonomy and freedom requires one to engage in continuous self-examination, embrace change, and cultivate the courage to live according to one's values and needs. This process not only enhances personal fulfillment, but also improves the quality of our relationships with others, contributing to a more harmonious and understanding society. In conclusion, Thomas A. Harris's I'm Okay, You're Okay is a seminal work that continues to offer invaluable insights into personal development and interpersonal relations. Its principles and methodologies are applicable to anyone seeking to improve their understanding of themselves and others, making it a timeless resource for those interested in psychology, counseling, or simply enhancing their personal well-being. Through transactional analysis, it provides a robust framework for decoding human behavior and fostering healthier, more meaningful connections. This book is particularly beneficial for individuals looking to navigate the complexities of personal and professional relationships, as well as those aspiring to overcome the limitations set by their childhood experiences and societal conditioning. By embracing the ideas within, I'm Okay, You're Okay, readers can embark on a transformative journey towards self-acceptance, autonomy, and ultimately a fulfilling life grounded in the belief that they and those around them are inherently okay. If you would like to support Thomas A. Harris, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.